Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. This statement just about jumped off the page for me in your book where you talk about, well, this is the best form of discipleship. And I just thought that is brilliant. Justice work will disciple. Explain how those two intersect and work together.
Yeah. This, again, was the discovery of some of the work that we did at the River years ago. The key thing to remember is that when we do the work of justice, it's not us going out to a place where God cannot be found. It's actually God calling us into a place where he's already deeply at work. So when we arrive there, what we see is God at work with a kind of power and presence that is really hard to find anywhere else. So this was the great discovery. If you want to experience God in a deep way, if you want to understand just how powerfully miraculous God is, then the work of justice turns out to be some of the most fertile ground for that discovery that you can find in today's world. So this is what we discovered, because the reality is the Church of Jesus is hardwired for these kinds of life and death struggles in the world. And if we detach ourselves as the church from those kinds of struggles in the world, then our faith starts to make less and less sense. And it's when we re-engage that we find life and meaning and purpose and the abundant life that Jesus promised us that would be there for us.
You know, we were made for this. But the truth, too, is that you awake a sleeping giant, so to speak, where the enemy hates it. And so as you experience the power of God, you also experience the opposition of the enemy. And so this is not for sissies. I want you just to say a word about the idea that you are opposed, but overwhelming victory belongs to us.
Oh, it's so true. And I think that's just another reality that we can convince ourselves isn't actually real, right? Because no one ever told us that this life of faith was going to be safe. And in fact, the scripture never promised that either. What Jesus promises is that he'll be with us in it. What Jesus promises is that life will be abundant if we say yes to him in these ways. And so this has been the thing. I have been... In this work, I tell stories in the Just Church about my own experience as I'm sort of entering into this world, and I have been, I would say, scared is probably a strong word, but I have been made more uncomfortable, more scared, my faith has been more deeply challenged by this part of my journey than by any other, and that's exactly what we want, isn't it? Because how otherwise do we know that it's faith? Right, if we're living lives that don't require faith of us, then how do we know we have faith? So this has been part of the journey for me, is to get to be leading churches into this place where they're beginning to live lives where deeper and deeper faith is required of them. Mm. You can't make it safe, because it just isn't.
Yeah.
But it's good.
And he is good. I remember when I was writing Embracing Your Freedom, and on behalf of for IJM, and the nightmares I had and the ways the enemy came against me were so wicked. I remember I was at one of our benefits and we're talking to the IJM staff beforehand, and they're like, oh yeah, we get the nightmares. Oh yeah, we get that. You know, and it was just in such an understated way, but it was a reminder that this is not an easy work, but it's the best work. And but he's got our back, right?
Sure. Mm. That's the right thing. Yeah. And I think that's the right perspective on it, that I think our life of faith was always going to require this kind of risk of us, and that's the way Jesus has it set up, because that's what keeps us clinging to him.